A few days later, I was called to His Holiness's inner office and sat across from him with a tape recorder. Drawing from a wide range of traditions and experiences to explain the text, His Holiness discussed in vivid detail the structure of Buddhist depth psychology, as well as the process of dying and the period after death and before the next life. He described how competent yogis manifest the profound levels of mind for spiritual transformation. He spoke movingly about the value of being mindful of death, the ways to do so, how to overcome fear while dying and also in the intermediate state between lives, and how to help others who are dying. His teachings are the heart of this program. To give you an idea of the impact the Dalai Lama had on me that day, let me quote some notes from my book, Cultivating Compassion, where I am discussing meditating on the nature of reality. The Dalai Lama advises that you do this type of meditation on someone or something that you value highly, so the experience of emptiness will not be misinterpreted as a devaluing of the subject. The value will remain high, but will be seen in a different light. During a period when he was teaching me in his office in India, my experience was particularly intense. One late afternoon, as I looked at him across his desk, with a set of windows stretching behind him, the sun was fairly low on the horizon in Kungra Valley. Our topic was the stages of death, a profound presentation of deeper stages of the mind on which not just death, but all conscious experience is built. In Tibetan, the Dalai Lama has incredible powers of speech, very fast and very clear at the same time, and he brings a vast array of teachings to bear on a single topic. The scene was brilliant with the glow of the sun across the vivid orange sky, like the second stage of the four subtle minds experienced when dying. I felt as at home as I ever could in my life. As I stepped out of his office, I was awestruck by the snow-covered peak above Dharamsala. I began walking down to my room farther down the mountain, passing a place with a view of a mountain on the other side too. The space between the two mountains was filled with a rainbow that formed a complete circle. It was amazing. Several days later, I was leaving after my last class with the Dalai Lama, preparing to return to the States. As I stepped near the door, he said, "It's like a dream." I said, "What?" "It's like a dream," he replied. Even in this most vivid and valuable period of my life, he caused me to reflect on the emptiness of this valuable experience. Emptiness does not cancel phenomena. On the contrary, it is quite compatible with effectiveness and with value.